Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along with us on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. Today is day 1602 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from an unknown source, and it is, "You are not a reservoir with a limited amount of resources. You are a channel attached to unlimited divine resources." So today's nugget of wisdom will be about unlimited resources. There are essentially two types of mindsets when it comes to our resources. One is a mindset that there is a limited amount of resources globally, referred to as a scarcity mindset. The second is that there is essentially unlimited amount of resources globally, referred to as an abundance mindset. Now, if you've listened to Wisdom Trek for any time, you know that I have an abundance mindset. While I understand some resources are finite, new types of resources are continually being invented through technological improvements and advancements replacing outdated resources. As an analogy, a scarcity mindset assumes that we only have one pie to share. And for more people to have a piece of the pie, each slice must be cut thinner and thinner so that everyone can share. With an abundance mindset, there are plenty of resources so we can make as many pies as we want and everyone can have as much pie as they desire. So it is with our lives. We are not constrained by limited resources such as a reservoir or lake would be, but we are rivers of resources. All of the resources that we have are designed to flow through us as blessings to others. The more we allow the resources to flow to others, the more we will receive from God Almighty. We are like the Niagara River, where every day billions of gallons of water cascade over the falls to be enjoyed by millions of people each year just to see it. And the falls also provide electricity to millions of others. God's resources are unlimited. He is the creator of the universe. Our lives are the riverbed in which those resources flow through us and out to others. There will never be an end to the resources and blessings. This lesson is taught to us by Jesus Christ, the Word, who was with God as an active participant of creation. And this is found in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. "Give, and you will receive. Your gift will be returned to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount that you give will determine the amount that you get back." Some wise words from Christ today. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,603 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player, so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday for more daily wisdom.